Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm Zach, and today, well, there's some trouble for the citizens of Coleraine. Brooke and Tim Morrison have got their own ideas about God's plan for them and what it means for this Coleraine crisis. It's time to figure out how to help, so why don't you come and join us down Gilead Lane.
Good evening, Coleraine. This is Hale Clark, and tonight's top story follows the lives of those who have just discovered that they must leave their homes due to eminent domain. Richter Estates Apartments, the residential division of Richter Properties real estate development firm, is home to more than 20 families. Families that, by this time next week, will be without homes. And to make matters worse, the recent boom in Coleraine's population is seriously affecting housing availability. Homes are selling for rates far above the national average, and home builders throughout Coleraine and surrounding areas are simply too busy to keep up with demand, leaving many Coleraine residents with the very real possibility of ending up on the street.
So, everyone's heard about this big thing happening with Richter Properties, right?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Well, Mr. Parker and I talked about this the other day, and we came up with an idea that we can do with the junior and senior high youth groups to help.
Really? What is it?
We're going to put together a yard sale here at the church. All of the money we make from the yard sale is going to go to a fund to help those people who need to move.
How's money going to help them? They're just moving.
Yeah. Well, usually when you move someplace, you've planned for it. You've taken time to sort through your things and find a place to live. The folks who are affected by this haven't had that chance. A lot of them are going to have to store their furniture and clothes and maybe live in a hotel until they find a place to live. That can be expensive.
Whoa, yeah. I hadn't thought of it like that.
And if they need to live in a hotel, they won't have kitchens. They'll have to eat out all the time.
Wow, that could cost a lot of money.
Yes, it could. We're also talking about putting together a few weekly dinners here at the church so that people can come and eat for free.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Come on.
All right. So, I guess I can count on you then.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I'll give you more details after class, but now let's open up our Bibles. We're talking about Paul and all of the mission trips he made in his life. This week, he's in Rome.
We have some exciting things going on here, Brooke, and I think we're going to have a big assignment for you pretty soon.
Really? Oh, I hope so. I'm so excited about this. I've been waiting all summer to do something with missions.
I wish I could tell you more, but right now we're working on pulling everything together, and it's not quite a done deal.
What's that mean?
Oh, just a few logistical details to work out.
Okay, so call me when you're ready, and I'll be ready. I can't wait.
Well, no matter what God has planned for you, as long as you're ready, everything will work out just fine. We'll call you when we know more.
Okay, see ya.
Hello, Richter Bed and Breakfast. I'm afraid we're actually booked for the next 6 months solid. We have no more rooms and no more reservations until well after Christmas.
Hi, Becca.
Yes, ma'am, I know, I understand. I do, but we simply have no more room. Oh, thanks for calling Richter Bed and Breakfast. Oh, hi, Brooke.
Hey, don't you have to answer that?
I'm going to let it go to voicemail. I have to. I haven't straightened out reservations or done any paperwork, and the linens still need to be changed, and I...
Wow, I didn't realize it was this bad.
Yeah. Mrs. Donner has to handle all the overnight stuff and getting the breakfast ready, and I have to split the phones and housekeeping. The overtime's all right, but, Brooke, I'm here all the time now.
Really?
Mrs. Richter's never here anymore.
Aww.
During the day, I'm practically running it on my own.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, at least Mr. Richter realizes it. Mm. He's given me a raise, and he said that if I can find anyone who might be able to help me...
Max, I'm sorry, but you know I can't.
Not even for a few days, please. I know you're waiting for this other mission thing, but in the middle.
They told me to be ready any time. It could be today or tomorrow.
I could really use the help.
I know, Becca, but...
Hello, Richter Bed and Breakfast. How can I help you?
Hi,
okay.
I was wondering if you have any vacancies available.
Oh.
We've just come into town from New York, and
I actually don't work
right
here,
now,
but
we really have no openings.
Yeah, it seems like there aren't any right now.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can make my own reservation online.
Oh, well, I heard this morning that everything's booked
January,
until after Christmas.
On the days you're looking at.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Whoa, we hadn't heard that. I'll have to talk to somebody at Peace of Heaven and see if they can help us relocate. Thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Well, all I need is a credit card number to hold the reservation.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Peace of Heaven really doesn't have anything to do with that, though. I do know how difficult it is, and I wish I had some answers for you, but I really don't. I know. I'm very sorry.
She hang up on you?
Yeah. How long do you guys need me answering phones anyway? I'm better on computers than handling angry people.
Aren't we all? I wish we didn't have to do this.
Yeah, but they've pulled all of us from other duties until the phones settle down.
It'll probably only be a week or two. Things should die down quickly after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They won't have phones to call us anymore.
Scott!
I know.
Oh.
I shouldn't laugh and joke, but really, I'm tired of answering the same questions. If I don't laugh, I'm going to explode at someone. Just get over it. It's just a house. In fact, these aren't even houses. They're apartments.
I don't know. It's got to be hard to pull up and just move without a lot of notice like that. I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't either. Scott, it's just rude to treat these people like they're the bad guys.
Well, we aren't. We're just doing what's best for the community.
Well, excuse me while I get back to answering phones.
Okay.
Hello, Peace of Heaven. Every day is a blessing. This is Justin. How can we make your day better?
Yes. My name is Elisa Hardin, and my husband and I have transferred to Coleraine from the Nevada campus.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Coleraine. I'm going to guess it's a little different here than in Nevada.
Yes, you could say that. I was wondering, though, the last time we moved, Peace of Heaven helped locate us.
Oh.
They helped us with moving and housing, and I was wondering if you had any leads for us on housing or services to help with the move. All of our things are in storage in Nevada.
Oh, I understand. That's really tough. Let me check on that for you. Do you mind holding for a minute?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Hey, Scott, this woman's new to Coleraine from Nevada, and she's wondering if there was any assistance in relocating. She says that she's done it before.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
usually it's not this bad, but, you know, we don't have any leads on anything right now. We're looking at building housing, but that's still a few weeks off. Tell you what, get her name. We'll put her on a list to call if we hear anything more.
That's it? She's here already. Her stuff's in storage.
Listen, Justin, I know it stinks, but we can't do anything right now. Just tell her that and take her name. It'll help her feel better, even though we'll probably never call. These people move here of their own free will, and it's not our responsibility. None of this is our responsibility except answering the phones. Answering the phones and making them feel better, okay?
Okay, okay. Don't shoot the messenger. I got it. Although someone's gonna have to take responsibility at some point. Hello, Mrs. Hardin? Right now we don't have any leads on housing, but if you give me your name and your contact information, we'll call you as soon as we hear.
Don't point, Haley. He'll see you.
So? He's standing in front of our house with a news crew.
So are a lot of other people. There's that girl from the other station, Tara Fields.
And that other newspaper guy, too.
Kids, stay away from the windows, please.
They're all over out there, Mom.
I know. It just feels rude to sit here and stare at them. And all of it because they just want a quote from your dad about the story.
It feels like a zoo.
Yeah, but which ones are the animals? Us or them?
Hey, that's a good point, Mike. It's really hot outside. I'm glad I'm in the air conditioning.
So am I. I thought when Peace of Heaven changed their plans that things would get quieter.
I guess not.
You know, we should put up a lemonade stand. We could make lots of money.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Put out a lemonade stand.
I have a better idea. Let's go offer them some lemonade for nothing.
Aw, but we can make lots of money.
I don't want to make money off of this. Come on, it's hot out there. Let's just offer them something cool to drink and maybe a snack. I think we have some cookies. Hey, has anyone seen Brooke? I thought she was at home.
Yeah, she's upstairs on the phone.
Oh, good. Maybe it's that phone call she's been waiting for. And what about Tim? Where's he?
Last I knew, he was pulling stuff out of the garage to sell at the yard sale.
Yeah, I gave him some stuff from my closet yesterday.
I gave him some old sports stuff, balls and equipment and things.
I gave him some cutie girl stuff, too.
You did?
Yeah, it's for a good cause. He's really, really serious about this thing.
I know. I've never seen him work so hard on something like this. It's good, though, as long as he doesn't lose focus.
What's that mean? Everything is blurry?
Well, sort of. Sometimes you can be thinking so hard about one thing, you forget about other things.
Like Mike and cookies.
Hey.
Exactly.
Brooke, it's getting worse. I was at the bed and breakfast until nearly midnight last night.
Seriously? Midnight?
Yeah. And I had to be back at 9 this morning. It's crazy. You know, even when I left last night, the phone was still ringing. Oh, poor Mrs. Donner had all the linens to do.
Wow, I can't believe it.
I know. I have no idea how I'm going to keep up with everything. And I can't do the books, and Mrs. Richter hasn't been here in so long.
That's a mess. Man, I'm sorry you're stuck in this, Becca.
Brooke, you're still not interested in helping me out, even just a little?
Becca, it's not that I'm not interested. I just can't. Pastor Greg asked me to be ready, and I need to be ready.
I understand. I really do. It's just, yeah, I could just really use the help.
I know, Becca. I'm sorry.
I hope whatever you're going to do for them is really cool, though, Brooke.
Thanks. Me too.
Mrs. Morrison. Mrs. Morrison, does the mayor have a comment about the story?
Mr. Clark, how nice to see you. Would you like some lemonade?
Yes, thank you.
And you know, I can't give you a quote from John.
Well, I know that. Is this fresh squeezed?
Yeah, we got the recipe from our neighbor, Grace Andrews. She makes the best lemonade in Coleraine.
Do you have anything to say, Mrs. Morrison? Yourself?
Well, these cookies were made from an old family recipe that the kids love. The secret is blended oatmeal.
I meant regarding the story, but... Well, wait, blended oatmeal?
Mm.
Good, aren't they?
They are.
I love them.
Hey, what's going on?
We thought we'd bring cookies and lemonade out to everyone since it's such a hot day.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, do any of you guys have anything you'd want to sell at a yard sale?
A yard sale? Are you kidding me?
No. It's going to benefit the people who are losing their homes.
What's this? A benefit yard sale?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's being put together by my church, and all the proceeds are going to help.
Help? How? When is this?
Well, it's this weekend. I've been gathering lots and lots of things. It's going to be huge, and we're going to sell everything. I just know it. So, do you have anything you'd like to give, Mr. Clark?
Well, you know, I just might.
Way to go, Tim.
You know,
he turned the story right around.
Yes, he did.
At the church, or here.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Oh, busy. Everything feels like it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, I do. So, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, man, I've got this yard sale at church, and I'm going to be there all weekend.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that on the news, I think.
Yeah, the news people were at my house when I told them about it.
What were they doing at your house?
Oh, I wanted a quote from my dad about this eminent domain thing.
Oh, yeah. So, want to come over this week?
I don't think I can, Cody. I'm spending all my time on the yard sale. Oh, hey, maybe you could come over and help.
Yeah, maybe.
Hello? Brooke? Well, sure she is. Hold on just a minute. Brooke, phone's for you.
Thanks, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Michael, what do you do to your socks?
Hey, Mom. I'm gonna go do some writing. I'll be in the attic if anyone else calls.
Oh, okay. I take it that wasn't Pastor Greg?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've been waiting pretty intently for that call from him.
Yeah. He said he had something really big for me, and I told him I'd be ready.
When?
What?
When is this big thing?
I don't know. They still had some details to work out, like paperwork and legal things.
Oh. Oh, you know, Brooke, sometimes those legal things can take longer to work through than you'd think.
I know. It's taking forever.
Yes, and sometimes waiting doesn't mean just, well, sitting around waiting.
What?
Honey, sometimes God puts in a time of waiting so that you can practice your patience, learning to lean on Him instead of other people or things. And sometimes it's a time of preparation.
Okay.
I mean that God doesn't want you to sit here and do nothing and hope for this one thing to happen.
Huh.
What if you've missed an opportunity to minister to someone's needs while you've been so focused on this phone call?
But I said I'd be ready when he called.
And I understand that. I do. But the book of Ecclesiastes says that you should sow your seed in the morning, but at night, let not your hands be idle, for you don't know what will succeed. This or that. Or if both will do well.
Huh. So, like, kind of like counting your eggs before they're hatched?
Yes. And a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Or, don't be so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good. Honey, I just don't want you to miss a great way to serve the Lord and bring His love to people right here in Coleraine.
Yeah.
Because you're waiting and looking somewhere else.
That's a good point. And Pastor Greg and Mr. Green are really nice. They'd probably understand if I needed a day or two to get myself together.
Yes. And wherever you volunteer or even go back to work, you can let them know that you may need to give fast notice. Honey, most people will understand that.
Yeah, Becca's so busy, she'd probably appreciate any help I could give.
Well, that's true.
And that was Mr. Parker from church on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wanted to know if I could babysit on Saturday during the yard sale.
Well, that's right up your alley. And that's the same thing you did in Peru, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Maybe I'll go call him back.
I think that's a great idea. And whatever Pastor Greg has lined up for you, a few hours on Saturday shouldn't make or break it.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. But for what?
Oh, well, I've been feeling horrible every time I've said no to someone, but I didn't want to mess up God's big plan. I wanted to make sure I was ready.
Oh, you're ready. And, honey, I think you know this, but little things can be God's plan, too.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay, well, I'm going to go call Mr. Parker and then go call Becca.
Oh, come on now, Mr. Clark. I know you donated a lot of things, but you know you want that microwave.
Well, mine did blow up last week.
It blew up? Really? How did you do that?
It's not a big deal, Tim.
What happened?
No, really, it's not a big deal. I mean, anyone could do it.
What? Now, come on, Mr. Clark. You know you want to tell me.
Well, how was I supposed to know that hot pepper flakes are a kind of pepper? And it doesn't mean you make your pepper, you know, in the shaker hot.
You put your pepper shaker in the microwave?
Well, I had no idea it had metal flakes in the paint.
Wow, that's cool. Little flakes of metal and paint are enough to blow it up?
It appears so. Now I don't have a microwave, and everyone needs one of those. You can't do anything without a microwave.
Well, this is a nice microwave.
Yes, it is. A little turntable and a popcorn button.
Exactly. And it's for a good cause, too.
You're right. It says $15, but here's $30, okay?
Yes! That's awesome! Thank you so much, Mr. Clark.
You're welcome, Tim. You're a good salesman. Might want to think about doing that when you grow up.
Thanks. Hey, Lewis. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You?
Good. This yard sale's going great.
Cool. How's Cody doing?
He's all right, I guess. Is he here?
I doubt it.
Oh, what do you mean?
He's probably packing up his stuff right now. I'm surprised you're not there.
What are you talking about? He doesn't live in Richter Estates.
No. He lives right behind them. His house is going, too.
What? I didn't know that.
Dude, you're his best friend. I can't believe you didn't know. Where have you been? Siberia?
No, I've been doing this.
The yard sale?
Yeah, I guess I just... I don't know. I've been a horrible best friend. He tried to talk to me the other day, and I just blew him off. I thought it was just regular stuff, you know.
I heard that he might even be leaving Coleraine.
What? No way!
Yeah, it stinks. And you're his best friend.
Oh, I should have been there. I messed up.
Well, he's not gone yet.
You're right. Hey, Brooke!
Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's up?
Did you know that Cody's house is in this eminent domain thing?
What? It is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Richter Estates. Oh, but they do live right behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense.
Oh, I've been so wrapped up in this yard sale, I didn't have a clue.
Well, I know how that goes. I did the same thing with that phone call I've been waiting for. I was so wrapped up in that I missed a bunch of things that I could have helped people with this week.
Hey, can you watch the table for me?
Yeah, I think so. There aren't as many kids as everyone thought. Why? What's up?
I've got something to do.
Cody, we're going to be leaving in a while. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm okay. I'll be ready. To leave the only home I've ever known and go live in a hotel.
Hello. Hi, Ken. Come on in.
Hey, is Cody here?
Cody!
Tim, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I came here to help you, and I'm really sorry I didn't know about this and that I didn't help you. I missed everything.
Nah, you didn't miss anything. Just me packing up my stuff.
But I did miss it. I missed you when you needed help, and I'm sorry. So, where are you going? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think you'd be interested. You were so wrapped up about the yard sale thing.
But I'm your best friend.
And you were doing good stuff. The yard sale. That's great.
Yeah.
And getting it on the news. That got word to a lot of people. That really helps a lot, Tim.
Yeah, but I missed my best friend.
Yeah, this isn't as important as the big yard sale.
Oh, you're wrong there, Cody.
I am?
Yeah, it's more important. I was so wrapped up in the big picture, I missed that my best friend was hurting. I'm sorry. And I'm here to help. So, what do you need me to do?
You can grab that box and start filling it up with those books over there.
Oh, sure. So where are you guys going anyway?
I don't know. Mom got us into the bed and breakfast. She was one of the first people to call, so we'll be there for a while. But after that, I have no idea. It's hard to find houses and... Mom said I need to be ready in case we need to leave Coleraine.
Leave Coleraine?
Yeah, all the Peace of Heaven people are coming in. There's no place to live, Tim. So we might have to go. Maybe to Westtown or...
Or...
Mom said something about her sister living in Wyoming.
Wyoming? Oh, you can't go to Wyoming.
I know. I don't want to, but...
Okay. We'll just take this one day at a time. You're just moving across town for now, and you and your family can come to dinner at my house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And there'll be church dinners, and we'll figure it out. And I'm not going anywhere.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
That's what friends are for.
You know, answering God's call isn't all that difficult. A lot of times we figure that God wants us to do something big and important. And sometimes he does. Just think about how he called Noah to build an ark. He called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. But remember, sometimes God calls us to do small things too. Maybe like smiling at a classmate who needs cheering up or helping our dad clean up the dishes. God wants you to pitch in right now and do helpful and loving things, and he wants you to do it today. But keep your eyes open, because there might be something pretty big that God wants you to do as well. Just remember, whenever God calls, we're supposed to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." So when you think about how you might help people in your everyday life, what kinds of things come to mind? Can you think of a friend or a sister or brother or teacher, neighbor or parent who could really use help with something specific? Well, if so, I'd love to hear what you come up with. Why not write me and let me know your plans and how they go? Send your mail to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. And as always, you can email me at gilead@cbhministries.org. And hey, while you're at it, you should ask about our daily devotional guide, Keys for Kids. It's a great way to make real-life sense of the scriptures through great stories, fun activities, and lots more. Today's episode, We Had No Idea, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the sound recordist. Cal Olson provided sound design with additional recording by Rob Gunley. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, hoping to see you again right here next time, down Gilead Lane.